Hey Moncrief, this is Travis, and I'm doing my Chapter 8 podcast pager over religious and ethnic landscapes. And the first point I want to hit on is the religious patterns and distributions. And basically, a quick rundown of what that says is that, like other elements of culture, that religion diffuses outward from their hearts in various ways. And that geographers can use that information of how they diffuse and how they give people a sense of place to trace the religion back to its hearth or origin. And this contributes to the argument that religion is a big part of a person's sense of place and their culture. Because if you don't have a religion that really gives you a sense of place in an area, you wouldn't really want to stay there if you were a religious person. And that also can contribute to the spread by people who want to practice their religion, but maybe in that place they don't have a sense of place due to the religion because they might be persecuted because of their religion. And the next point I want to hit on is the ethnic symbolic landscapes, where a quick rundown of that is that the ethnic groups that arrive after the charter group, they can choose to bypass the location and establish their own space with their own customs. And in those areas or rural areas, that's called ethnic islands. Hey, vocab word. And their imprints can revolve around housing types or things like that. And since they have less interaction with other groups, they maintain a strong and long-lasting sense of cohesion, so they could also form a sense of place there too. And this contributes to the fact that ethnicity also is a big factor in your culture, basically, is that if you're in those ethnic islands, then since you're such a tight-knit community, if I can spit those words out, if you're such a tight-knit community, then your culture is really going to be like set in stone, and then that's how you're going to live. I do believe that religious and ethnic landscapes play a big role in the culture that you live in, because, say, if you live in an area that's populated by people of a mostly different ethnic background than you, and while you make friends with them and while you socialize with those kinds of people, you can still start to develop and practice their kind of ethnic traditions, because that's what people do around you. And what people do around you is usually what you'll start doing because you see everybody do it, so it must be fun. Of course, it's not trying to imply that it's not fun, because it could be very fun, but it's still something different from your ethnic background, so usually you wouldn't have done that. And also the religion that you grow up in, they usually set by your parents, is also gonna have a big part, play a big role in your culture and how you live, because that's what you believe in. The religious culture reminds me of in The Count of Monte Cristo, when Edmond Dantès is falsely imprisoned, he began to pray to God because that was his religion. So basically, his religious background and the way he lived before was what he did to help him basically stay sane while he was in there for years, being beaten all under false accusations. And for the book cover, I would probably make two people of different ethnic backgrounds high-fiving each other, and basically them connecting, so their ethnic traditions would diffuse out to those different cultures, and hopefully some of those would be accepted by those different cultures. And also, a church in on two continents to signify the spread of their religion. And my catchphrase for this chapter is going to be, believe in whatever floats your culture boat. And that's a wrap for Chapter 8, Podcast Pager Moncrief. See ya.